recording. No, we should record that. That was a cool sound. Okay, so what happened is cord calling somebody or both of you contacted me on my Facebook page and said, will you play one of my songs or one of our songs? And I said, sure, actually, I've chosen Blinds, and we're going to get to that in a minute.
Cool.
And then they said, well, tell everybody that we're going to be at Grooves for Record Store Day. And I said, well, guess what? When this show's done, I'm going to go be on at Grooves. So I said, save me a copy of your sampler, because what they brought me was their previous recording, Obsessed by the Light, which I will admit I have not heard yet, but I bet you I can fit this into next week's show, because
awesome.
I like continuity.
Sounds good.
Cool.
So, and this is Friends, Family, and the ongoing Canadian Songbook Part 2, so Part 3 and 4 are still coming down the pike.
Nice, thanks.
But they are going to be handing out samplers of their upcoming CD, a little three-song sampler, and it will feature Blinds as well as two other songs. And so you definitely want to be at Grooves. Any idea when you're going to be at Grooves-ish?
Around when you'll be there.
Around
so
one.
around one.
We will all be making a grand entrance around 1 o'clock.
We might be just at breakfast with you and down at Grooves at 1. I'm not sure.
We might just
see
all,
how this plays
we
out.
Might just all hang out. You guys going to come see the Mongrels tonight?
Well, we haven't thought that far ahead. You know what we're like.
Do you have a gig? Do you have a gig tonight?
We're burning CDs late last night.
We did not have a gig tonight, so.
Well, so you have no excuse to support other local live. One of the best bands in London, I guarantee it. And you don't know them yet, but everybody will soon.
Yeah, I've heard of the Mongrels. Yeah.
You seen them?
No.
You just heard them on the radio about 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, we've heard them, but I don't know if we've ever seen them.
Well, I highly recommend the Mongrels, and I will be there, and I wholeheartedly welcome you to join us, and I bet you it could lead to bigger and better things. One thing is the Mongrels do the monthly rent party show at the Richmond first Sunday of the month, and they used to always have opening acts, and I know that the band wants to get back into having opening acts, so you know, schmooze maybe
yeah.
buy somebody a shot, and you know how it works, you've been around enough
sort of
or steal a shot from somebody else's table and say you bought it for somebody and say, can we open for you? So why don't you tell me about Blinds and this upcoming record?
Blinds is one that I wrote the main parts for. We both write songs, but we each write about half, then bring them, then just work on the parts together. Blinds, it's kind of, the lyrics are kind of, you can take it two ways, that it's, you could say it's a good thing to block out the world from your mind, or you could see it as a bad thing. So it's kind of open to interpretation, whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's kind of got, because the lyrics in there, the blinds block out, they block out the world from my mind. So it's kind of about having your own space, but then is that a good thing when you're shutting out the world and the problems in the world? So.
And what's the story about the new record? It's We Are Still?
Yeah.
Yes.
And when is that anticipated to hit the streets?
Soon.
Soon.
When, I guess when it's done with the... we're going to do a vinyl. We recorded a 2-inch reel-to-reel tape. We tried to keep it as analog as possible. We did use a computer for a little bit stuff we had to, but
minimal.
Tried to keep it mainly analog. And so we're doing a record, a vinyl record, and then the CD, and then the digital copy. So it's all recorded and it's getting finished.
We recorded at EMAC in London.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I did read the bio.
Yeah.
But then you messaged me and said you're coming, and then I could move on and do other things because I had a busy day yesterday. So I was like, hey, I don't have to do a whole bunch of research.
Yeah.
We really wanted to record on the reel-to-reel tape, the analog tape, and not many people have analog tape anymore. So that's why we recorded EMAC, and we know they're really good.
So that was a 2-inch 8-track?
2-inch... No, it was more than that. It was
16 tracks.
16 tracks, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, it was more than the... 16, yeah. I think.
I miss proper tape machines. It's been a while.
Yeah. Well, there aren't many studios who are like who actually have tape machines and then actually know how to run the tape machines. So that's why we recorded at EMAC largely. And we recorded with them before. They're very good at what they do, Matt and Kyle. And then we did the mastering and pressing at Capsule Labs in LA. So
because they're we're getting it mastered to vinyl. We're doing that part analog too, so not many people, I don't think, master analog anymore. We're doing the master to vinyl for analog. And actually, the digital copy we're doing from the dub plate, this copy we have here, but it still needs some digital mastering, but we're doing the digital copy from the dub plate to try to get the vinyl sound in the digital copy.
Which is something that is not really done. The guy kind of at Capsule Labs was wondering about it, but we tend to just do things that we want to do anyway, so...
Well, you know what? I'm going to do a really quick like legality thing that we have to do, and sure. Then we're going to come back and talk, and then we're going to listen to Blinds.
Sure.
I just realized I was having so much fun, I forgot to like do all the stuff that they don't pay me to do.
Sure.
So
we'll let you do that.
Really quick. We'll be right back.
In today's top news stories, we're looking for you. Yes, you. If you're passionate about current affairs and want to be the first to break stories in London, come join us in the CHRW News Department. Uncover local stories about issues that matter to you and your community and broadcast live on professional industry equipment. If you're interested, head on over to chrwradio.ca/training. And now for a look at weather. Today will be sunny with a chance of getting great journalistic experience, and it looks awesome on your resume.
Do you like music? Just kidding. We know you do. Otherwise, you would be listening to the Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows audiobook right now. Interested in hearing more local talent? It's the most anticipated London music scene event of the year, the 2016 Jack Richardson London Music Awards Show, Sunday, April 17th at the London Music Hall. Join us as we hand out 20 awards, including the Lifetime Achievement Award and the naming of the 2016 inductees to the Jack Richardson London Music Hall of Fame. There will also be live performances by London and area musicians. That's the 2016 Jack Richardson London Music Awards at the London Music Hall on Sunday, April 17th. Admission is free to the public. Doors open at 6 p.m. Show starts at 7 p.m.
And we're back. There's little things that they make us do. We can't just talk and play music all the time, but just most of the time. I have to occasionally bow out for like 44 seconds, and it kills me every time.
Yeah.
But until, you know, somebody swoops down and takes us all to Sirius or XM satellite or something, we have to do commercials and stuff, it's still necessary. So where did the name cord calling come from?
It's actually a verse from the Bible. It's okay. About there's a verse about two are better than one, and then if one falls down, the other one can help them up, and if that two can defend themselves, and basically two are better than one. But then it talks about a cord of three strands is not easily broken, so that's where the cord comes from, cord of three strands. So Denise and I and God together as one. And then the calling, we feel like we're called to do music, and we're calling out with our music, so cord calling.
And you guys are obviously a London, Ontario-based band, which means I get to check off a block over there for new music and local. And Canadian. I get
awesome. Three
slots in one shot. See, I like that because they're further requirements is you have to, or they would like you to play certain things. And I love that. I like supporting the local music scene. I like getting people out there and people in here. So
thank you.
Follow suit. Do what Cord Calling did. And check us out. Get onto one of the pages. There's two, and one will take you to another and vice versa. And if you are a local artist, shoot me a line, and I will see if I can get you on. I try to get as many people on as possible. And how long have you guys been on the scene?
Well, it's been a long...
It's been a few years.
I guess before we knew each other, we played music together, and we started kind of dating and didn't... Kind of found out we both played music and then started doing music together.
As Cord Calling, mm-hmm. The Obsessed by the Light CD, it was a little while ago. I think it says 2010 on there.
She's cutting to the chase.
So, and then before that, we had a three song that we put out. It was like a mastered three song that we put out called When I Scream.
The three song has those, the three songs are on Obsessed by Obsessed by the Light.
And we recorded the three song, I think, just a couple years before that one. Obsessed by the Light was our first full length. So it's been a few years.
Now, do you have any upcoming shows?
We've been working on this recording, so we've been focused on that. Once we get this all figured out, our next show should be our release.
Okay. But, well, you know that obviously you can advertise, post something on my pages.
Yes.
Because awesome, now that thanks. You are a guest, that makes you part of the friends, family, and the ongoing Canadian songbook.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
And if you have any requests or suggestions for the upcoming two blocks of, or two parts of this, let me know.
Sure.
And okay. I think if we want to get music in, we should probably put it on. You guys ready to, is this the debut of Blinds over the air?
This recording, yeah.
This recording. We have played it live before, but this is the first time you'll hear the recording.
Well, I like debut recordings. So we're going to do Blinds by Cord Calling right here on Saturday Morning with Howie Zowie.
That sounds good.
And you see him. You helped me believe that I could believe in myself. sit around.
Making it work.
Yeah, help me to stay. Stay right here on the ground, darling. You packed a pretty punch, darling. You packed a pretty punch, oh yeah. Making it work takes a little longer.
Making it work
takes a little time.
Making it work.
Takes a little longer.
Making it work
takes a little time.
Making it work
takes a little longer.
Making it work.
Well, it takes a little time.
Making it work.
Well, it takes much longer.
Making it work.
Well, it takes some time.
Making it work.
Well, it takes much longer.
Making it work.
Well, it takes some time.
And it
takes such longer than it ever ever did before. And it takes.
I love those abrupt endings. So I got to backlist two blocks here really quick. We started off this last half hour with Love doing the Daily Planet, and then Buffalo Springfield doing Out of My Mind off of their debut record. And the tie-in there is that Neil Young produced the Daily Planet. That was the one track he produced of Arthur Lee and Love before he exited the project, I'm assuming because of addiction issues within that band. I know that Neil wasn't a big fan of that stuff, as you guys heard later on in his career with certain songs, and I will not go into them right now. Then we had Super Sessions, Cooper Bloomfield Stills from 1968, You Don't Love Me, one of those songs I've just always wanted to play on the air, and I finally did. That was a 1960 hit from Willie Cobbs, and it's been covered so many times. Most people actually know the Janis Joplin version more than the Super Sessions version, but Sonny and Cher did it, Quicksilver Messenger Service did it, The Grateful Dead, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, Booker T and the MGs, Ike and Tina and the Allman Brothers. That's one of those songs that's like... that's like Mustang Sally kind of a track there. Just like everybody's like run through it once or twice. And then, of course, the highlight of the show, Blinds by Cord Culling. And we're hoping that soon, in 2016, there is a record and it'll be titled We Are Still. And you can go to cordculling.com. And they have a nice little page where I learned about them once they contacted me, and you should go do the same. And you also better keep up on what's going on and find out when you can get that record. But what you can do is you can go down to Grooves around 1 o'clock and get a sampler like I did. I have one right here next to me, and we'll be listening to it in the car on the way to breakfast. Everyone's supposed to cheer. No one cheers.
Yay!
Whoa, I just, that pegged everything.
Sorry, that
I apologize. Everybody come join us for breakfast. Okay, so then we bounced into a cover of Tales of Brave Ulysses from Rotary Connection, 1970, and I talked about this last week. Sometimes in the music industry, we have what are known as downtime, or more accurately, vanity projects. And that was a vanity project by Marshall Chess, the son of Leonard Chess. So he just got a bunch of the stacks or the chess musicians together and tried to do something hip and psychedelic. And he covered the Cream song there. That's from their album Songs. And then we ended it with one of the suggestions for songs that the Velt should know. And that was Doug and the Slugs doing Making It Work. That is a Vancouver band. And that was their second single from 1983 off of their album Music for the Heart of Thinking. And that is a show. Now, I had one more block, but I had not planned on the in-studio, so I'll bounce that over into next week. We'll keep it going. And we're going to probably get a suggestion from Cord Culling to add into part three of Friends, Family, and the ongoing Canadian Songbook. And what I can tell you is that any second, the phone is going to ring, and I'm going to be told that we're bouncing over to that live broadcast at Groove. So do come down. CHRW will be broadcasting live starting at 11 o'clock, and I will be there at 1. And you can see Cord calling there. They'll be there soon, sometime around the same time I get there. And do come down to the St. Regis Tavern tonight at 9 to midnight to see the Mongrels tear up another stage. They're on a mission. Their third show so far this month. I've never seen them play so much. They're on fire. It's a good time to catch them. It's only going to get better, but you want to be there and say, I was there at the beginning. Because, you know, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Hey, maybe Cord Calling will be there, and you can meet them there, too. They haven't committed, but I am putting pressure on them.
We were burning CDs late last night. And
called, that's no excuse, bro.
Called my good my brother. I called him.
And just he was, don't.
No, I won't go there. No. He was very helpful.
Well, I'm supposed to play More Legalities at 10:58. I'm usually late, but today I can do it. So say goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We'll see you next. We'll see you next week, and I'll see you shortly down at Grooves.
Calling all Broadway lovers. We have a new musical that you won't want to miss. The Fridge Door Live Theater Company presents All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Catch us live at the Arts Project at 203 Dundas Street from Tuesday, April 12th until Saturday, April 16th. Kindergarten takes a funny, insightful, and heartwarming look at what is profound in everyday life. April 12th until the 16th at the Arts Project. Tickets are only $17 in advance and $20 at the door. Check us out online for showtimes. You won't want to miss the all-new musical, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. We'll see you there. Everyone makes mistakes, so CHRW will cut you some slack. Forgot to tune into your favorite show? We've got you covered. CHRW has collaborated with the new technologies of the world to present you with archived recordings of our programming, so you can catch up with your favorite host, listen to their funniest jokes 10 times more, or even download the one show that was curated for you. CHRW is at your disposal with our archived programming. All you need is to visit chrwradio.ca, and you'll never miss a show again. That's CHRW. CHRW's archive programming, only available at chrwradio.ca.
Well, nothing worse than radio silence. We do not like dead air, do we? We're not going to do it. But I'm supposed to be punching over to the live broadcast, and I'm waiting for a phone call. In the interim, I'm going to play a little bit more music and keep things going. And as soon as I see that it's time, oh, there we go. I think we got it. Let's see what's going on. Hold on a second. I'll be right back.